I'm joined by Kay's first team coach, Mark Hams, after this afternoon's 2-0 win at Folkestone Invicta. Mark, how pleased were you with that performance? A very professional, clinical job.
Yeah, that's about the best way to put it. I think professional, a couple of people have said, and I think you just said it as well, it looks easy, but when you do things professionally, you do things properly, and you put into practice what you plan during the week, then it just you can get professional mixed up with looking easy, and I thought we was very professional. I thought you're right. It's a tough place to come. Before the season would have started, there would have been a few teams well above us as favourites to go up. The three teams that were in the playoffs last season, plus Fleet coming over from the division they were in, and Folkestone coming down from the Prem. And I know they've had their ups and downs with finances, but they've still got a hell of a lot of experience with the likes of Jackson and Dryden, and the Everett brothers. They're a good side, so it's an excellent, very professional win.
You mentioned about preparation during the week. Dowse asked me to ask you about the two set plays that led to our goals.
Again, the credit's got to go to the players. They're the ones that set them up. All right, we ask them and we give them advice and sort of dictate to them really what to do, but they're the ones that actually put the ball in the right area. They're the ones that are on the end of it. Adam Thompson's one, of course. I don't think anyone would take credit for that. It ended up being a deflection, but because he was in the area he was, which is how we set it up, he scores. We win a penalty from the set piece. We win a penalty from the throw, which I think Lodgy's done three times for us this season now. So that's three goals we just might not have had, and Bobby ain't going to miss a penalty.
How unlucky was Simon Huckle not to score today? He was judged a handball when he put one in the net and the header cleared off the line. He looked behind the line to me.
I'll have to be careful, he's only standing there. But he's probably the most honest lad in the change room after me. And he says it was an handball, so I believe him. And the one that was over the line, well, I couldn't see. I mean, you boys were behind the goal, you would have got a better idea. But from his appeal, I would have said that might have been in as well. Butt in there as well. I thought he was immense today, Huckle. Two. I mean, there was 11 excellent performances, but Huckle and Adam Thompson were immense for me today.
And Tommy Williams as well, I thought. Simon Huckle's partner in midfield, totally bossed the midfield between the two, didn't they?
Between three, really. I mean, Lodgy got sort of a free role as he just does what he wants, doesn't he? But as a three with Liam Collins in there as well, and I thought they were excellent. And everything that they changed, because they changed their shape a couple of times due to injuries today, and we just matched them in every department, and that's no disrespect to folks, and it's just a lot of credit to us.
When Dean Lodge missed a chance just before half time, did it occur to you, did it go through your mind at all that might cost us later on in the game?
It gives you ammunition, Simon, because you can, if things don't go your way for the rest of the game, let's say they nicked a 2-2, or they might even have beat us 3-2, then you've got the ammunition to absolutely hammer him. Whereas if he puts it in, he's got the ammunition to come in and say, well, there you go, you've got to pick me for the next game. But it does go through your mind, yeah, because they've one goal back in it. Panic buttons press, might end up 2-2, but fortunately enough, the way that we defended today was excellent, and the way we've defended for the last few games. Dowse gives the out back four and defensive minded players a lot of stick because he was a defender as a player himself, and gives a lot of credit normally to the front men. But our attacking players today slightly let us down in terms of we could have scored more goals, but defensive mindedly we were excellent.
You say we're excellent defensively, I wouldn't disagree with you, but if it wasn't for some poor finishing from folks, and it could have been very different, particularly first half. They had a couple of chances, didn't they?
Any team we play against this season is going to get chances. I don't care what anyone says. The only way you'll ever be a team that doesn't get chances against you is if you're one of the best in the world. Your Man United's in that. They're going to be limited to the amount of chances against them. But, I mean, you could say the nature of the way we play. We like to try and score goals, so you could say we're a gambling team, therefore it opens up and exposes areas behind us. But we fully expect to go into games with teams getting chances, not taking the mickey out of us and absolutely battering us, which we've had at stages when we were going through a so-called blip. But I can accept teams getting chances. Now, a lot of it in the first half was shooting from 19, 20, 25 yards. I know the ones you're on about, the set piece, the corner that drops in the box, which the centre-half could have put away. But because of where the boys are defending, between the posts, sort of a zonal marking system, if you like, they didn't score.
Folkestone have, looking at the league table, only conceded 19 goals here in 18 league games. It is a difficult place to come. They don't chip goals easily, but we created chances at will, particularly second half.
Yeah, again, with the players we've got and the nature of the way we play the game, we'll get chances. That's not disrespectful to Folkestone, because they've got some experienced, decent players, but we've just got some excellent attacking players in our side.
We've won four of the last five games. If we win four of our next five games, we're champions.
Is that right? Why are you asking me silly questions like that? Or why are you making silly statements like that? Those are the facts. You can. It's no point in trying to hide facts like that, because players have only got to open up a paper and see who can achieve X amount of points. I'm the same myself. I know exactly how many points Fleet can achieve. I know exactly how many Craig can achieve, and Worthing and Met. It's almost in my mind, and I can tell you now. But that's the facts. You can't hide it, and we win the next four, then we're champions.
You've kept the same team for the last five games. Monday's only 40 hours away. You like to keep the same team again?
I'd like to. I'd like to start and finish with the same team. We discuss substitutions on the bench. Of course we do, by what's happening in the game. But I'm a big fan of starting and finishing games with the same players. Now, I understand that when you've got a big run of games midweek, Saturday, certain players of certain ages do need rests. But I would love to go into Monday with the same team. I'd love to finish with the same team. And if that means upsetting one or two along the way, if we keep getting the results, so be it.